absolutely overwhelming disclosure.
It's always the question about, is she trustworthy? Is she giving us the whole story? Is she obfuscating? Is she using legalese? Is she, you know, hiding and waiting until maybe it'll blow over? But it doesn't ever blow over. It blows up.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. And this week, Hillary Clinton's supporters are looking back to 2013 and wishing that Secretary Clinton hadn't added her name to the William J. Clinton Foundation when she left the State Department, or maybe even further back to 2009, when the foundation continued to take donations from foreign governments while she was Secretary of State. Those donations were vetted through State and the White House, with a couple of notable exceptions. Back in June, Hillary Clinton herself maintained that for the most part, the foundation is and was transparent.
Were there, you know, one or two instances that slipped through the cracks? Yes. But was the overwhelming amount of anything that anybody gave the foundation disclosed? Absolutely. And I'm proud of the foundation. I'm proud of the work that it has done.
Well, last week, Hillary Clinton promised that if she wins in November, that foundation will no longer accept foreign or corporate money. Bill Clinton will also step down from the board, but with new caches of emails being released to the public, this week also exposed what makes Hillary Clinton's supporters cringe, evidence that big donors to the foundation had access to Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. So the bottom line here, this race is now Hillary's to lose. The foundation and the story that the emails tell represent, at the very least, an appearance of conflict of interest. Gail Sheehy is the author of the biography Hillary's Choice and a contributing editor to Vanity Fair, and she joins me now in the studio. Gail Sheehy, welcome.
I'm so happy to be back here. You know, I was talking with John Hockenberry on this show in 2009.
When Hillary Clinton was going to the State Department, and this was an issue even then.
Even then. And the question was, Saudi Arabia contributing to the Clinton Foundation, other countries with dubious records on authoritarian and human rights violations.
And so we have all these milestones going through Hillary Clinton's recent career to the point now of the campaign where even her supporters are seeing the emails that are being released, which do show that foundation donors had access to meetings with her. Let's say there's no evidence that any inappropriate action was taken, but there is an appearance now of conflict of interest where her supporters think that this foundation has become something that it shouldn't have.
Right. And this is always the problem with the Clintons. They never get around the story when there's an appearance of problems. They wait until the house is on fire before they actually take action.
Was this an attitude of, we have a higher purpose, these normal appearances of conflict of interest, we know we're okay, it doesn't matter what people think?
I think that's part of it, but I think the gut instinct of Hillary Clinton is to lock down. That's always been her Achilles heel. She said very early on in 1992 to me, you know, we're going to run against the press and the Republican attack machine. You run against the press, you run the risk of constant probing until it gets worse and worse and worse. And here we have a movie that we've already seen before. Donald Trump running around with his considerable hair on fire, calling for a special prosecutor. How did we get this far?
Because of the emails that have come out pursuant to a whole different Clinton investigation, there now is evidence, not of favors being done, but of access being given. People who gave to the foundation, being able to meet with the Secretary of State on the other side. For supporters, this seems to have already gone too far.
There isn't a scintilla of evidence that she has ever taken any action as Secretary of State pursuant to the big money that's been donated to the Clinton Foundation. But they've never answered the question, did she consider Clinton Foundation personal business when she destroyed the 30,000 personal emails? And if so, there could be a smoking gun that could blow this thing wide open, despite the fact that she has about 85% chance of winning the election now, but could lose it.
And talk about the perception of Hillary Clinton, even among many of her supporters, more importantly, perhaps, among her reluctant supporters, who might see Donald Trump as someone they could never vote for. But it seems to me that this entire discussion we're having is a reinforcement for a lot of people of something that they're bringing to the table about Hillary that they do not like.
It's always the question about, is she trustworthy? Is she giving us the whole story? You know, hiding and waiting until maybe it'll blow over. But it doesn't ever blow over. It blows up. And here we have a special prosecutor being called for by Donald Trump. It's absurd, but it should really concern them. Why not get out ahead of it now and say, she's going to be president. We're going to win. So let's cut the ties now.
What would that mean on a practical level to cut the ties? The foundation, under your scenario, Gail Sheehy, would still exist, still a project for Bill Clinton, right? Future first gentleman under your scenario?
He's going to have to sacrifice his identity, his standing in the world as the great humanitarian in order to help save Hillary's chance to be president.
And how many big Clinton supporters, Clinton donors, people like that have you talked to who wonder aloud, why am I living through this again? Why did it get to this point?
I've never seen such a bunch of sad sacks on the first night of the Clinton convention. They were just all talking about, why do they keep doing it? Why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep allowing this to happen? And then things got much better. You know, Michelle Obama said, which I think the Clintons should act on, when they go low, we go high. Why don't they go high this time? They don't wait until they're up against the wall, about ready to be, you know, taken to the clink before they do something to say, we don't need this suspicion. We don't need this obfuscation. We don't need to be lawyerly about just how far we're going to pull back on something that's a crisis. We're going to take it the whole way.
Gail Sheehy is one of many influential Clinton supporters who are urging former Secretary of State and current presidential nominee Hillary Clinton to go high on the Clinton Foundation and at the very least separate herself completely from an organization that is causing her political trouble at a point where they're getting very late in the campaign. Gail Sheehy of Vanity Fair, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.